Penguin Random House Audio presents The Spies of Shilling Lane by Jennifer Ryan, read for you by Jane Entwistle. To my mother, Joan Cooper, with gratitude and love. Chapter 1. Ashcombe Village, England, March 1941. How do you measure the success of your life? Mrs. Braithwaite wrote determinedly in her notebook as the train sputtered out of the little station. She hadn't left her village for a year, hadn't been to London since the war began back in 1939. The journey to see her daughter was long overdue. Every so often the train would hurtle through a station, now nameless because all the station signs had been taken down at the beginning of the war, to confuse any invading Nazis. None had come over yet, thank heavens. For now, the Nazis were content sending planes across every night to bomb British cities to pieces. The Blitz, they called it. Lightning. Their intention at first was to take out factories and docks, but now they were bombing at random, trying to exhaust the Royal Air Force and break the spirit of the people. Mrs. Braithwaite muttered to herself. Well, my spirit has well and truly been broken, but not by the Nazis. The previous morning, Mrs. Metcalfe and the village matrons had demoted her from her rightful position as head of the local women's voluntary service. It was a joint decision, Mrs. Metcalfe had said, two ladies on either side of her. She had placed herself at the centre of a folding.